Thank you.
Good evening. This is the Pacifica Audit, PNB Audit Committee. We're meeting on April 28th, 2015. My name is Fred Blair. I'm the 2014 chair of the Audit Committee. Our secretary is Kim Kaufman. Kim, you want to take roll call and we'll get this meeting going. Hello, Kim. Well, while we're waiting for Kim to come back on the line,
I'm sorry, I was on mute, and I was like, I'm sorry, I was on mute. All right, Fred Blair.
Present.
Steve Brown.
Present.
Virginia Browning. Carolyn Burden.
Present.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Jane Gatewood. Donald Goldmacher. William Heerwagen.
Present.
Kim Kaufman, here. Robert Mark.
Here.
Brenda Medina. Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Nancy Saibara-Tony.
Nancy Tony here.
Okay, someday I'll get your name right. Pete Tucker.
Present.
Maria Elena Castellanos. Okay, well. All right, so we have quorum.
Hello, this is Jane Gatewood. I'm on the line.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you, Jane.
You just joined us. We were calling roll. We've just started up. Okay. Tonight we're going to have a short open session, and then we're going to retire to executive session to go to meet with Pacifica's auditor and go over the fiscal year 2013 management letter. So tonight's session is going to be fairly short. We need to set an agenda. The next meeting of the audit committee will be will be May 26th, the fourth Tuesday of the month. That will be at 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. Okay, so I haven't sent out an agenda tonight. The main item on the agenda will be the meeting with the auditor to go over the management letter, and I've set that for 6 o'clock. Is there anything that people want to add to the agenda? The basic agenda was I've already announced the main meeting. We have a couple of sets of minutes from March to approve of on the agenda. Is there anything people would like to add to the agenda at this point in time?
Fred, I have a point of information.
What's your point of information, Lawrence?
From what I understand, that this committee's purview is to review the audit and approve the audit. From what I understand, it's not the purview of this committee to seek information on personnel matters. And if that's the case, I object to that.
Well, the management
point
letter...
Point of information, what does that mean? where does that come from?
Hold on, Kim.
What it means.
Pardon me?
Lawrence, the management letters are a standard feature that the audit committee has gone over in years past. They don't deal just with personnel. They deal also with financial controls and the financial and the way that the audit is run.
No, I mean, that's not what I'm objecting to, Fred. I've been reading the draft report. I don't have a problem with that process. What I have a problem with is talking specifically about personnel matters. And that's not in the order.
What's your point of information, Kim?
I'm not sure where that's coming from, since the management letter deals with internal controls. I just there's no personnel, you know. I mean, I don't know where that's coming from. I mean, what? I mean, if you read the management letter, it's about internal controls and.
Right.
And
I very well understand that. I'm just I'm bringing this point out because from what I understand in the executive session, these personnel matters may come up. And
what personnel
it's
matters?
The purview
what
of
personnel
the draft
matters?
Hold on.
What personnel matters? Well,
if that's not to be discussed, then we don't need to be having further discussion about this.
All I the chair's ruling is that I mean the management layers may peripherally touch on personnel items,
no,
but
it
peripherally,
no,
tangentially, but not specific personnel.
Right.
So I don't see that as an issue at this point in time. The main thing is this is our opportunity to talk with the auditor about financial matters of Pacifica and how the
and I hope that is our focus. I mean, if you could call me.
So do I. I'm sorry. So do. Go ahead, Kim.
Kim, this is a requirement of the audit committee.
I understand that, Kim.
Okay, fine. Then do we want to approve minutes? Do we want to approve any minutes in the next 5 minutes? Did people receive them? Have they read them? Do they, you know, can I read them out loud so we can approve them quickly?
Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Okay, I've got you, Carolyn.
Brenda's present.
Okay. Thank you, Brenda. Carolyn, you have the floor.
Yeah, I'm not sure what this discussion is about. Lawrence has been entirely too vague, and I don't know what he means that personal matters, and perhaps if he were more direct, it would be helpful. Otherwise, he should write us to clarify his question, and maybe we can move on because I really don't understand what he's getting at.
Okay. Anybody else to discuss? I mean, okay. Is there any additional, since we're dealing with the agenda, are there any additions besides minutes and the meeting with the auditor to go over the management letter? Hearing
William for the stack.
Okay, William, you have the floor.
Yeah, I just am slightly... I don't know if the word is annoyed or confused that the discussion of the management letter doesn't involve, since it does not involve personnel issues and it does not involve legal issues, it does not involve contracts, why are we going to executive session since there was 1 year not too long ago, 3 or 4 years ago, where the management letter was read live at the PNB meeting. This is not secret stuff. This is a stuff that people should be aware that Pacifica is, you know, a little bit lacking here and there. It's not stuff that the public should not know, in
this
my
is Kim.
Opinion.
Kim, you have the floor.
This letter is directed to the PNB, period, and the audit committee. So if you don't like that, that's something you can bring up with the auditor and bring up with the PNB. But I don't have authority to keep this not in closed session, and none of us do. So in closed session, it will stay.
Okay. Point of clarification for William was: can you specify? Was the entire management, the entire 15 pages of the management letter read in public at the PNB meeting?
I believe that
yes,
was the
was.
Case. Yeah, and the auditor was there. I think the auditor actually read.
Well, we
that's very unusual. All I can say.
It was a mistake. I suppose it was a mistake.
because management letters typically are confidential and are not public documents. No organization publishes management letters because they contain confidential information that could financially harm the organization, since they point up weaknesses in financial operations. They are typically not read in public. And I should warn people not to release the management letter, even in draft form, release them outside of the organization. In any case, we're still on the point. We need to finish up the agenda. Is there
remarks, Dick?
I'm sorry, Robert, you have the floor.
Okay. I would just like to say that whereas my clock says it's 8 p.m.,
right,
and whereas we now have a $300 to $500 an hour auditor waiting on another phone line, I move we adjourn and take up the executive session.
I second that.
Okay. Is there
on the other side?
Is there any objection to adjourning to go to the executive session? Who's speaking?
Okay.
Who just hearing no objection, we are adjourned. In 5 minutes, 6:05, I want people to call in to the executive session number.
I'm calling it right now. It's 6 o'clock. We told them to be on at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you, Kim. I was going to give people a 5-minute rest.